Okay, Simon Kuf Bey Base. So the first question that comes up over here is, do you need to bench al hakos? The Gemara Pesachim Kuf Bey says, Shmami na birkas hamazon tuna kos. Tosfos over there proves that this is even if you bench b'yachidos, because the context of the Gemara over there is actually talking about a yachid, as Tosfos shows. And this is also the Pesach of the Torah over here. And he says that the Torah goes even further. This is a big chiddush of the Torah that you could be medame this to havdalah, meaning to say that he holds by havdalah. Let's say I don't have a koshel havdalah. I have to wait till tomorrow. I can't go to sleep. I can't eat Motzei Shabbos until I make havdalah. So too, if I don't have a kos or birkas hamazon, I have to miss at least a meal in order to wait till I get a kos for havdalah. And that's from the story in Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph that amemar bas tavas, meaning say he went to sleep without Havdalah, because he didn't have a cup of wine. So too, he missed one meal, as it were. So too, you have to miss one meal. And Avraham says that's not a good raya. First of all, over there's a chiyuv to be mavdil, and it's aser to eat before Havdalah. Over in our case, it's an issue of halachic planning, meaning to say that if it turns out that after he ate, he could eat. And if it turns out, okay, I don't have a cup for birkas hamazon, then I can bench without a kos. In other words, they're arguing about halachic planning. According to the Torah, since I have to bench al kos and I don't have a kos, mamela, I can't eat. And Magen Avraham says, no, that's for Havdalah. Okay, there's a chiyuv to be mavdil. You're asur to eat without Havdalah, so you can't eat. But over here, you're allowed to eat. And then if I eat and then find myself without a kos, so then I'll bench without a kos. It's a very interesting machlokas that could have other applications. The Magen Avraham adds that even if the Torah is right, he's wrong. Why? Because even by Havdalah, it's not actually so clear that you have to miss a meal. The story of Amemar, there's a machlokas Rishonim, whether he did that mikra din or that was a chumrah. But really, mikra din, if you're not able to get a cup of wine for that night, you could eat without making Havdalah. That being the case, he thinks that the Torah's psak is very, very extreme and not necessarily correct. Now, even though Tosfos and the Torah say, look, the Gemara concludes, Shmami na birchas hamazon tuna kos, so it's obligatory, but the Rambam disagrees. We take a look at the Rambam, Perek Zayin, Halacha Tes Vav. He writes, Af al pi shein birchas hamazon tzricha kos, in birech al hayayin kaminak sha'amru, then, and then he mentions the various halachos that we saw at the end of the seventh parak about dine kosher bracha. In other words, you don't need a kos. If you're going to use a kos, that's when these rules apply. But you don't actually need a kos. So the question is, how could the Rambam paskin that way? Isn't the Rambam paskin against the Gemara? The Gemara said explicitly, birkas hamazon tuna kos. So the Beis Yosef over here says, where did the Rambam get it from? Later on in our Arvei Pesachim, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Mishnah says, mazgulo kos shlishi, mevarech alav birkas hamazon. And the Gemara said, ah, you see from here, birkas hamazon tuna kos. Why do you have to bench on the third cup at the Seder? Must be that you need a bench on a kos. The Gemara says, no, you can't prove anything from there. Maybe normally you don't need a bench al hakos, but here they were mesakin arba kosos derecheiros, and ho vikach chol chad v'chad na v'bi mitzvah. Since you have to drink four cups anyway, derecheiros, they said, okay, so let's do each one of these four kosos on a mitzvah. And therefore, they said, do it on birkas hamazon. Normally, you don't need a bench al kos. Now, even if we're going to say that's the Rambam's coming from here, that shouldn't be such a strong raya. Because all the Gemara over here says is you can't prove that birkas hamazon tuna kos from this Mishnah. It doesn't say birkas hamazon doesn't need a kos. So since you have the Gemara in Daf Kufei saying, Shmami no birkas hamazon tuna kos, and you have the Gemara in Kuf Yitzan Rebeis that fails to prove that from the Mishnah, but doesn't seem to disprove it, why in the world would you paskin birkas hamazon tuna kos? In other words, where in the world is the Rambam getting this from? So the Ran suggests maybe when the Gemara says that birkas hamazon tuna kos, you know what that means? It's mitzvah min ha-mofchar. It's better, but doesn't actually need a kos. Tuna kos means tuna kos l'mitzvah min ha-mofchar. And just like we have many milos in the kosher bracha, like the Gemara says at the end of the seventh parak, so we see kosher bracha is a beautiful thing, it's a wonderful thing, but it's not a chiyuv. Now, the difficulty with that is as follows, and this is what Tosfos points out. The difficulty is that the Gemara says that let's say you only have one cup of wine. So what you should really do is combine your Malava Malka with Havdalah so you could bench al hakos. And even though normally there's an Isser to eat prior to Havdalah, but here, in order to be able to bench al hakos, this is what you should do. And Tosfos, Kovvava Medalef, Dimasl Kapit, says, ah, you see from here, the fact that they were matir you to eat before Havdalah, even though normally it's Isser, shows that when we say Birkas HaMazon to Nakos, it means mandatory, not mitzvah min hamuvchar, like the Ran says. Because if it's just mitzvah min hamuvchar, they wouldn't have been matir you to eat before Havdalah, which is normally Isser, in order to bench HaKos. Must be that it's mandatory. So apparently the Ran holds. No, the Ran holds that if someone is nohig to bench HaKos, so then it's such an important thing that you could even eat before Havdalah in order to bench al hakos. So that is the first option to how to read our Gemara, right? Again, our Gemara meaning Psach Kofim base. The Gemara says Shemani number smells into a coast. Option one is that means Mitzvah Mufchar. Okay. Option two is what the Rashba says. The Rashba on Brachos Daf Nun base says Birkas Amazon is not tuna coast because we don't pass him like the Bryson Kofim in the base. Yeah, the Gemara says, Shmami, not according to that price, Birkas HaMazon, because we don't paskin like that. Mechatesi, right? Why wouldn't you paskin like that? So you could say, maybe it's because of the Gemara and Kofi Zion, like the Beis Yosef says. But Chor, that's not enough, because that doesn't prove Eina Tuna Kos. So here's where the Gra comes in. The Gra in our Simen, Sif points out that price that says, about which we say, Shmami, not Birkas HaMazon, Tuna Kos, the Gemara says that's going to leave it to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, and that's based off of a different part of the Braisa, but that Braisa, Lamai, is going according to Beis Shammai, so we don't paskin like that. So since it's Beis Shammai, so we don't paskin like that Braisa, and since the Gemara on Kuf Yad Zayin Beis says that you can't prove from the Mishnah that Birkas HaMazon Tuna Kos, then as far as we know, there's no evidence that Birkas HaMazon Tuna Kos, and it's not necessary. Now, if you learn like that, then there's not even an indication that it's Mitzvah Min HaMufchar, though you could still. In other words, the hechreach for the Ran of mitzvah min hamufchar is gone, but you could still say that it's mitzvah min hamufchar. B'kitzer, what are we saying? That there's two mahalchim, how to, and this is, you know, more or less all in the Beis Yosef, there's two mahalchim, how to understand when the Gemara says shmai na berkas mazon tunakos, what it means. According to Rabbeinu Manoach, the Ran, it's mitzvah min hamufchar. According to the Rashba, it's literal, but we don't paskin that way. And then you're left, I guess, with three opinions. You're left with the opinion of Tosos, that you have to bench al hakos, like the Gemara Kofim Beis. Then we're left with the middle view, Ran, Rabbi Manoach, it's Mitzvah Mufchar. And then the third view would be Rash, but we don't hold of it at all. Good. Now, then there's another possibility, which is that there's a distinction between benching b'yachidos and benching with a zimun. And that comes from the Agos Maimonios, quoted by the Beis Yosef. Zimun miya to unakos. Now mechatesi to be mechalik. Why should three and one be different? Especially if you think that the Gemara is talking about one. So the Beis Yosef says, well, that's what it says in the Zohar. Okay. Well, is there any makor al pi nigla for that? Or is it just based off of the Zohar? So if you take a look at the Gra, Sifkat and Vav, he says, I'll show you a makor from Shas. Because you have to say that way to explain Shitas from Gamliel. Remember, what's from Gamliel say? Gamliel holds that you have to say Birkas HaMazon on Al Shavas Aminim, which means that if you drink a cup of wine, you have to bench. And if you're going to say Birkas HaMazon to Nakos, so then it's going to be an endless cycle, right? Because Birkas HaMazon to Nakos, so you bench, right? You bench Al Akos. So then you had a cup of wine, so now you have to bench again. And that needs a cup also. So you have to bench again, right? Does that ever stop benching al hakos? So that's not a very good idea. So Tosis already raises that issue. Tosis says, well, maybe Birkas HaMazon is only tuna kos. Maybe Rabbi Leo only holds that you have to bench when you have a larger amount of wine, let's say revius. But the Gra points out, well, that doesn't work according to the opinion of Tosos that you bench on a kazayas. Right? In other words, remember, we talked about this extensively. what is the Shir Bracha Chrona for? Wine. So Tosos, in one place at least, right, says Tzach L'Hachmir to make a Birkas HaMazon and a Kazayas. So then Hadra Kusha L'Duchta, because then what's that logic? The logic is just like you have to bench on a Kazayas of bread, you have to bench on a Kazayas of wine. And then just like you have to, when you have a Kazayas of bread, you have to bench on a Kos, according to Tosos. So too, if you have a Kazayas of wine, you'll have to bench on a Kos. And Tosvos' answer is Dochak, the Gra says. So Mimela, you have no choice but to conclude that you only have to bench on a Kos if there are three people, like the Zohar. Good. So based off of the Zohar, the Beis Yosef writes, I've seen many people in the Baktikim that when there are not three people, they're makel not to bench ala kos. And even if they do bench ala kos, what they do is they don't pick up the kos. In other words, they leave the cup on the table. Why? Because the ikar kpeid of the Zohar seems to be only when you hold the cup. Why? I don't know. But anyway, that's what the Zohar seems to imply. So how do we paskin? So for the Mechaber, it's not so clear how he paskins, because he brings down three shitos, and he's not machriya. First he says, Yesh Omrim, Shabirkas Amazon Tuna Kos, even Biyachid, and like the tour, you have to even skip a meal to get it, absolute requirement. Then he says, Yesh Omrim, only three, that's Douglas Maimonios. And then he says, Yesh Omrim, doesn't need it at all. Right? Let's say the Rashba. So how do you paskin? Three Yesh Omrims. So not clear. The Ramaz Mosif, that Mikol Makom, it's going to be Mitzvah and Amovchar, that's the Ran. But And it could be the Mechaber would agree to that point, that it is Mitzvah and Amovchar. He just doesn't bring it down in the Shulchan Aruch. So how do you paskin? Very unclear when you just look at the Shulchan Aruch. Magen Avraham sounds like he's note a little bit to be Machmir. The Marshal, the Bach are Machmir, that you need a Birkas HaMazon Tuna Kos Medina. The Mishnah Berurah, however, writes that the Minhag HaOlam is to be Makel. Like which opinion? The third opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, that you don't need to do it. And certainly, we're not machmir. The Minhag HaOlam is not to do it biyachidus, to only make Birkas HaMazon al kos with zima. Again, if you go back to the sugya, makes a lot of sense to do it biyachidus. I don't know of one person who does, but that's certainly not the Minhag HaOlam. Now, if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, he writes, well, what's the reason why we're so makel? Why is the Minhag HaOlam so makel? Especially because from the sugya, you know, it seems very stark that you should do it. So he says, you know why? I'll tell you why. And also, why should you be Meit L'Maisa? It's Mitzvah L'Movchar at the very least, right? Most people, though, when they bench, even B'Zimun, they don't bench Al HaKos, right? Minhag Fort Lee, right? We didn't bench Al HaKos. Yeshua did once, because it was like the day that the Lubavitcher Rebbe got out of jail or something. I don't remember. There was some reason why he benched Alakos that one time, right? So what does the Aruch HaShulchan say? Why are we so makel? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, you know why? Because wine's very expensive. We're going to actually get back to the Aruch HaShulchan makes this point also in terms of the justifying why people are so makel to make Kiddush and Schnapps. Or other things, beer. So he says, wine's very, very expensive, so that's why we're makel. Now, if you're going to say that, the Aruch HaShulchan implies maybe nowadays where wine isn't so expensive, certainly grape juice, right? Maybe we should try to bench a la kos always, especially if you do have a zimun. And yeah. So the Rav Moshe writes, Yaradeya Chela Gimel, Osnan Beis, Os Gimel. He quoted Dirshu Note 3. You know, even though it's true, there are milos to benching ala kos, but for hundreds of years already, as you see from the Aruch HaShulchan and the like, people did bench ala kos. Rarely. Okay, bench ala kos, you know, at shul, at Fishal Shuddis, then you don't even drink the kos. That's not even interesting. Shaila, is that even considered Birkas HaMazon ala kos when you don't drink from the kos? We'll talk about that later, maybe. But, you know, it's Sheva Brachos, fine. That's because Sheva Brachos, right? For a long time, hundreds of years, we didn't do it. So we don't have to be more Rachmir from the Minhag, even if the Minhag is because it was Yayin was expensive. Lamaisa, the fact that we've done for hundreds of years, people were, generally speaking, not knowing to bench Al HaKos, that shows that the Halacha is like the Rashba, that you don't have to bench Al HaKos. It's sort of interesting. It reminds me a little bit of something Rabbi Willig once told me. I was talking to Rabbi Willig about Chadash and about whether one should be machmir or not. So he said, there's a minhag for hundreds of years, Ashkenazim are makel on Chadash. Like there are certain Rishonim that are makel. And they said, but I understand, those Rishonim were only makel because it was a Shasat Chak. Like the Rosh Hashanah says, they had nothing to eat. But for us, it shouldn't be, it's not so hard to be machmir for Chadash. Why, maybe we should be machmir. So he says, you know, that's the minhag. You don't have to be more machmir than a minhag. Minhag is very, very important in terms of being koveh what to do. Rilak also thinks that there's another good reason to be makel, because he thinks that there's rov. Rov dagan is yashan, and it's really efshar lemarer. You be mevarer that certain types of things are vadai, not chadash, but you can't really be mevarer is this yashan or chadash. And therefore, the second reason, but an idea, you see this very frequently in Rabbi Willig's psakim and Rav Moshe's psakim and other poskim, is that when puk chazimai amadavar, mena neviim, b'nei neviim heim, and the fact that for hundreds of years the velt has not been makbid to use it. So again, if you want to, you can. I don't think there's anybody that would say it's a bad thing. And it's a nice thing to be machmir. You should have in mind, if you're going to be machmir, to do a b'li neder, not to create otherwise, if you do it, even if, let's say you do it several times in a row when you have a zimun, then you always have to do it. I always had I used to always do it, or more frequently do it when we had company and we had a zimun. And then I saw a lot of people, they wouldn't know how to deal with the kosher bracha properly. They wouldn't make it at main shalosh, they wouldn't drink it, and different things. So then I don't know. Then maybe that's another thing. Okay. Okay. If you knew some of the guys that were coming over from my house for lunch, you would understand.
Now they're
a seyer. We haven't had a company for a year. Anyway. Right. Okay. I didn't see. Tell me, did any guys you see anything that there's an Indian to be more machmir for 10? For some reason, that's what people do. Somebody said that? That's what he says. Rufo Safraim says that?
No, he said that. It's not a real thing.
Okay, good. So I didn't find anyone that says that either. Okay. Now.
He just noted that it's what people are doing, but not the common.
Okay, good. Well, I didn't find any basis for that distinction. Then he should pass in that way.
Maybe
yeah, you could look it up. Look at. Look it up. Maybe they're klalim. To me, it seems like he's not machuya. Mm-hmm. In other words, he's dafka not being machuya. That's why he says yesh yesh yesh. Otherwise, he knows how to be machuya. It could be so same like one opinion.
But then we said the double yesh. Let's say.
I don't know where that cloud comes from. Right. In other words, and I don't know. I don't think it comes from the Beis Yosef.
I don't know.
It seems to me, in other words, there might be klali Shulchan Aruch that are, but not every klal Shulchan Aruch means that's what the Beis Yosef held. That could be that the way we, certain Sephardi poskim, hold is what do you do in this case? This is what you do. Whereas to me, and I don't know, it seems like the Shulchan Aruch himself is not machriya. Okay. Fine. Now, okay. Sif Beis, Chamer Medina. So it is mutter to do Birkas Hamazon al Kos on Chamer Medina, if you figure out what Chamer Medina is. So that's really what we need to do. We need to figure out what is Chamer Medina, and more specifically, do we have Chamer Medina nowadays? And this is a nafkamina, much more for Kiddush and Kiddush Shabbos Day and Havdalah than it really is for Berakos HaMazon al HaKos, because Berakos HaMazon al HaKos, like we said, you don't need to do it anyway. So you don't have wine, you don't have to start worrying about beer all of a sudden. But when it comes to Havdalah and the Kiddush Shabbos day, so then we need to figure out, do we have Chomer Medina nowadays? So what is Chomer Medina? So if you look at the Rashbam, he writes, Hai Chomer Medina hu im ein yayin be'ir hazos kim shechar. Chomer Medina means there's no wine in this city. So it's the Chomer Medina, the Chamra, the wine of this city. Why is it the wine of this city? Because you don't have wine in this city. So the wine of the city is beer. He says, Ir hazos. If you look at Rabbeinu Chanan el Imsachim, Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, he says, Yayin shesosin b'nei ha-medina kula. Right, because it says Medina. Medina is the country, so call Medina Kula. So it's the wine of this Medina. That's what Chomer Medina means. And the Rashbam, Rabbeinu Hanano, they all say that's, of course, if you don't have wine, right? If you have wine, and then the wine of the city is wine. It's not beer. So sounds like what they're saying is, at least the Rabbeinu Hanano, is that this was their primary beverage, right? Right? But Chamar Medina means Yayin Sheshosin B'dei Medina Kula V'hu Yeinam. What does Hu Yeinam mean? This is their Yayin, right? So if you don't have wine, then an alternative could be used. Now, the tricky thing, and we'll look for further Makoros, but what makes this question very tricky is, how does this play out nowadays? Why is it even a Shaila, right? We all live in plenty of wine and grape juice around. So the reason why it's a Shaila is because wine also isn't our primary drink either. Meaning to say, you could argue that the Metzias in the times of the Gemara was, you know, they had this main drink, right? So if it was wine, then wine. If there wasn't wine around and the primary drink became beer, so then beer is Chomer Medina. Now, nowadays, it's true, we have wine available, but wine isn't our primary drink either, and neither is beer, right? I don't know, water is our primary drink. So maybe the only reason why you usually can't use beer when there's wine available is because when there's wine available, then wine's the primary drink. But when wine isn't the primary drink, then alternatives could be used. That's an argument. We'll have to see if there's a basis to the argument, because the Pashup Shad is no. The Pashup Shad, what all the Rishonim keep on saying, is no. Chomer Medina is only a Shaila when there's no wine available. And there are different Shurim given. Rashbam said, Ir Hazos. Rabbeinu Chananel said, Medina Kula. The Rush has a Yesh Mefarshim, quoting Beis Yosef over here. That kishein yain gadol b'toch mahalech yom saviv ha'ir, a day's journey. We could ask, what is day's journey by walking? It could be that if you walk for a day from New York, you won't find any wine growing. But if you go by driving, then I don't know, all the Kedem Concord grapes used for Kedem, it says that they're produced in New York State. So what does mahalech yom mean? But again, what you see from all these things, all these Rishonim, is they're limiting it. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam writes, Medina shirov yena shechar. Af al pi, shu pasul kiddush, he thinks it's not, you can't, that's a different issue. The Rambam thinks you can't use it for kiddush, mutalavilav, avu chamer medina. But the Rambam is a very interesting lashon, because he says, rov yena shechar, right? What does it mean? Most of its wine is beer. When he says yena, it doesn't mean wine. It means, like we were saying, that this beverage that would normally be wine in this circumstances is beer. So I think that if you learn like the Rashbam that we mentioned earlier, Rach, so it's very hard to argue that we have Chomer Medina nowadays, because he keeps on emphasizing that this is only when there's no wine available, right? Whether it's in the city or the country or in a day's journey, there's no wine available. We have plenty of wine available. If you learn like the Rambam, then Yesh L'Stapik, Why? Because Rove, maybe you could argue, now there's not a Pashut argument, but maybe you could argue that the only time you can't use other drinks is when Rov Yena is Yayin. And by us, it's not true that Rov Yena is Yayin because we don't drink much wine. Now, is that a Pashut Diuk? No, it's not Pashut. If we look at the Ravya quoted over here again, Simon Kuf Pei Beis, the Ravya writes that Ein Nikra Kvias Alehecha Shiragilin Tamid Bekach Kigomba Makom Sheini Ayin Matzoi. For it to be Chomer Medina, it has to be Ragil, right? When would beer be Ragil? Makom Sheini Ayin Matzoi, because a wine is better than beer. But it still has to be Ragil, which means, again, L'chora, according to Ravya, there is no Chomer Medina nowadays, because we're not, or certainly not beer, certainly not whiskey. I hope not whiskey. I don't know, maybe in Russia, vodka, but right, hopefully, it's not Ragil to drink beer. It's not Ragil to drink whiskey. So again, the Pashup, it's very hard to be Makel. And the Shulchan Aruch over here really sounds like you can be Makel only if two conditions are met. Number one is that the Yain is in Matsui. Two is that the Sheikhar is Chomer Medina. As I mentioned, in the Rambam, you could read the Rambam perhaps in a way that allows for us to be Makel nowadays. If you look at some of the you know, as we all know, the Hasidim make a Kiddush on whiskey. My grandfather made Kiddush on whiskey. Kedoshim, Mitairim. So you have to look at the Hasidish Sfarim to see is there a Limud Chos for that. There's a second issue, which is the Revius issue, which we won't get into now. You know, there they try to say that according to the Taz, you wouldn't need a Revius. It's a difficult argument as well. Though some are Makbid, there's a Rav in my shul growing up, a very fine person. He wasn't the Rav of the shul, but he used to, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you make Kiddush on Shnaps, you have to make sure it's you drink a Revius. Or the cup holds a revius. You drink a mali lugma. He was makbid to drink the whole revius, like Aaron's favorite gaonim. And he mamish, he had a full, you know, chazanish revius, schnapps every Shabbos, and you drink the whole thing straight. I've never seen anything like it actually. But I don't think most Hasidim do that. I wouldn't recommend it. He also weighed about 400 pounds, so might have made things a little easier. Anyway, so what is this? What are we based off of? If you look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Simon Reish Ayin Beis Sif Yud, he writes, Medina O'ir Sherov Yenam Shechar Oshar Mashkim Tehainu Shederech Rov Ben Anshei Ha'ir Lechvoa Sudaseihem Al HaShechar Oshar Mashkim Kimo Derech Lechvoa Hayayin V'makom Sheyayin Matzoi. So then that's considered Chomer Medina, right? So again, it's only going to be okay if Derech Lekvoa Sudasa Mala Shechar. And then he writes, that's the lenient opinion. He says, Yesh Cholkim, to say, the Machmir opinion is it's only called Chomer Medina. Alim came Rov Hashana Enayin Matsui Klal. And he says the minhag is to be Makel. In other words, you could be Makel if there's wine available, the minhag. It's not sure, but the minhag is to be Makel even though there's wine available. Even though there's wine available. As long as it's the Derech Lekvoa Sudasan Al HaShechar. But even according to Shulchan Aruch HaRav, right? Chassidish HaPaiskim, still, it's not right. Unless, even if you follow the lenient view, unless that's the derech. Again, I don't think you know, some people, my grandfather Taka, he made sure to have a shot at every meal. But I don't think that's what most people are doing, even those who make Kiddush on schnapps or Havdal on beer. The Mishnah Berurah writes, again, how do we pass? And this is Mishnah Berurah, Reish Ayin Beis Chavdalid. That when are you allowed to make kiddush on Shechar? B'makom davei chomer medina dahainu she'ein yayin matzui b'chol ha'ir b'shana zu b'ikur shtiyasan hu mishechar b'shar mashkim v'im yesh Sham Yayin Elishu Biyoker Mikri Matsui. So Shulchan, according to Mishnah Berura, no heter. Now the Mishnah Berura says later on there, Reishayin Basif Katon Lamed, he says, Vim Chaviv Yayin Saraf Yachal Kaddish Alav Biyom Lechatchilo B'Medina Seinu Shulchan B'Medina. So people quote this Mishnah. If you ask somebody, say, how do you make Kiddush on Schnapps? So what do they say? What do you mean? The Mishnah Berura says, if Schnapps is Chaviv, then it's Motor Lechatchila, maybe even better. That's true on condition that the Schnapps are Chamer Medina. But the Mishnah Berura would tell you that Schnapps are not Chamer Medina, because to be Chamer Medina, it has to be that A, Yayin, not Matsui, and B, Kovin Sudasam. And again, the Mishnah Berura there also says that you have to have a cup that's machzik revius and drink a male lugmav shirov revius. So they're certainly not relying on the Mishnah Berura when they do this. Aruch HaShulchan says the reason he goes through what Chamer Medina. This is Reish Ayin Beis Sif Yud Gimel, and he basically shows that We don't really have Chamer Medina, so why are we so makel to make Kiddush on Schnapps? It was a common thing. He writes, Amnam kol tamim einam eskablam ala lev, de sof sof, vadai yayin tov, and shayim mashkim, v'lam alasu kiddush ala yayin gam biyom, kevan shayi lahem yayin beveisam. It's very schwer what people do. People own, they have wine, right, and they still make Kiddush on Schnapps. How is that? Mutter says there's no heter for it, except, he says, this is what I think. I think, he says, well, first of all, maybe there's some on that opinion of the Torah, and there's no wine growing within a day's journey. Okay, that's not always relevant. So he says, I'll tell you what I think we do it, because we can't get good kosher wine. And he even quotes that there are gedolim that make havdalah on tea, sweet tea. And he says, the reason why the Velt is makel on this is because the wine that they have, it's very hard to get good kosher wine. If you remember, we talked about this when we talked about all that raisin wine that they used to have. It's very hard to get fresh wine. So they would, all their wines, there was kashrus issues with their wines. There was bracha issues with their wines. Their wine might not have really been wine. Okay. But it's not going to be relevant for us. So Mishnah Berura writes that even something chashev isn't chamer medina if you only drink it leprakim. Mishnah Berura says that over here. He says it by Elchus Kiddush. So what is l'chayr? It's very shver to be mekel on this. So what are people selmechon? If you take a look at our simon, Dirshu note 5 quotes a Rav Nissen Karelitz was misupik when the Mishnah Berura says you need that anshe ha'ir regilin listoso tamid. Right, that's what the Mishnah Berura in our simon says. Maybe what does that mean? Doesn't mean tamid, doesn't mean every day. It means b'ma shenoagin l'chabed bo ha'orchim. If whenever a chashuv guest comes, you give him a shot, okay, maybe that's enough to be tamid. Okay, it seems like a big, big chiddush. So, however, there are some nekilin. The Chazon Ish is quoted in Dirshu note 6. And he tries to make the argument that we were suggesting before in the Rambam, which is maybe in the absence of anything, of nothing being this primary drink, then anything could be considered Chamer Medina. The only reason why beer isn't normally Chamer Medina when there's wine present is because the wine is the ke'ilu, the ikar drink. But if wine isn't the ikar drink, then there's nothing holding back beer from being drink. And they quote Rav Yashiv as saying this, that kol mashke nechshav chamer medina, the only reason why shechar isn't chamer medina when there's wine available is because wine is it. But when wine isn't it, again, as we said, you could try to read the Rambam that way. So that's the, I think that's the, among Shevet Alevi has a similar possibility. Among those that are mekel, that's what they're relying on. They're making that suggestion. Seems to me a very big chiddush. And even if you make that suggestion in Rambam, it's not clear that we should paskin that way. It's against Rosh Hashanah and Rav Poskim. So I saw that Rav Avadia Yichav Edas Chelak Beis in Lam Ches talks about the Shaila. What about somebody who can't drink wine or grape juice? In other words, I think it's very difficult. Now, even though you're going to say I'm sussing myself, because I just told you that maybe we're making not to bench alakos, because for hundreds of years we haven't benched alakos. So you'll tell me, but for hundreds of years we benched. We make kiddush and schnapps. So do I hold him in a goylem or not? You say, I just don't like alcohol. I'm a party pooper, right? That's the problem. That's why. So I hear that taina. But I think there's a difference. And the reason is because I think that I can't say, I don't know exactly what the minhag is and who is making kiddush on wine or the like, but I'm assuming more like the Aruch HaShulchan that really it's not the pshat that, and this is, I think, meduyak in the way the Aruch HaShulchan puts it. When it comes to the Birkas HaMazon al HaKos, so there is a shita that says you don't need to do it. And that shita is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. And it's the shita of the Rashba, and the Gra is a diuk for it. It's certainly a bona fide shita. So to say that we paskin like that shita, and we could bring a raya from the fact that the Olam has not generally been makbid on Birkas HaMazon al HaKos, so I think that's a fair point, right? Because it is a shita. Over here, we don't really have a shita that says that. In other words, it's very hard to argue that this is Chamer Medina, that beer nowadays is Chamer Medina, or that whiskey is Chamer Medina. That's a very hard case to make. So there isn't a shita. In other words, this is a minhag ha'olam that doesn't correspond to a shita. And therefore, I think it's much less pashut to be megal. Right? You hear the chiluk that I'm saying? So that's why l'chatchila, in my opinion, you shouldn't make kiddush and schnapps, you shouldn't make havdalah and beer. Even during the 9 days, you shouldn't make havdalah and beer. Make havdalah on wine, and you could drink the wine if you have a kid that's the right age. It's hard to find them precisely the right age. Then you could have the kid drink it. If not, make it on grape juice or wine. Fine, but what about when somebody doesn't like wine or grape juice, or even worse, they're allergic. They can't. They're allergic. They're for health reasons. They're not allowed. Okay, so good. So somebody else will be mostly them in kiddush. Friday night they can have bread. But sometimes that's not really an option, right? They're living alone. What do they do for Havdalah? So that's what Rav Avadia's tshuva is about. And he talks about what should you do. He quotes that some said you should make Havdalah on sweet tea or sweet coffee. And they say Chamer Medina. What does that mean? How are they defining Chamer Medina? Must be that it's Asui l'kibud orchim. So if you look at Chamer Medina as the drink that you're machabed people with, if you wish the social drink, then the truth is that tea and coffee would probably be the best choice, right? Tea and coffee. Now, if you look at some of the postgame, including Rav Moshe, they say, well, people just drink it because they're practical, maybe. But certainly that's not true nowadays, right? Nowadays, coffee, I think, tea also is the main social drink, right? Would you like to go for a cup of coffee? When I say that to somebody, it's not like because I'm thirsty, right? That's the social drink. When somebody comes over to my house and I mechabed them with coffee, it's because that's the way you're mechabed a person. Would you like a cup of coffee? That's a nice way to be mechabed your orchim. That's the logic. Now, so that's the argument. Now, you could make a different argument that it's not a good idea. And this Rav Avadia says, what's the other argument? Teo cafe, shemayim alayhem. What is coffee? What is tea? Tea is flavored water, let's be honest, right? We talked about this when we did Hachlos Bishul Akum. We said maybe one of the tzadim to be mekel that there's no bishalakam on coffee. Why? Right? Something nechol shochel malachim. Go to Starbucks. So leaving aside the kashrus issues, the other kashrus issues in Starbucks, right? But why it should mamish be bishalakam mamish, right? So one of the main reasons to be mekel, not everybody likes this, is a tshuva sayayvit said eish lahav against this, but the Pesachei Tshuva quotes it, is that rove, or even more than rove, coffee is flavored water. Well, we know that everybody agrees that water is not valid for chamer medina, right? The Shulchan Aruch says that, so maybe neither is coffee or tea. Now, that's a chiddush to me, because then maybe beer also. I think when you make beer, you add a lot of water, right? I think. No, I never made beer before. But I have students who tell me they make big beer. You like buy these kegs of beer and you make it at home, right? Adam. Yeah. No, there's like a kit. They send you a keg. So but anyway, so I think it has a lot of water. It's not like put barley or hops and then all of a sudden beer comes out. It sits in the water and then you filter out. So it's similar to coffee, right? That you mix in the, and same thing with tea. Tea, you cook the water with the tea bag or the coffee, and you filter out the tea and coffee, and what's left is water. So the Velt that goes ahead, and there are gadolos held that no, tea and coffee. Even if you're going to say Bishul Akum, you don't say this far out. But by Chamer Medina, that the process of cooking the tea and the coffee in the water makes it chashav, makes it into a different drink. Rav Avadia concludes that tshuva with Ekar la'alach la'maisa shemishi yesher lashtos yayin. So he says, don't use milk or tea or coffee or tempos, because they're not Chamer Medina. So what should you do? There's no good eitzah. Yismoch alav dala shem avdil b'tfila. O yish mavdala mishaliach tzibor o mishacher. Don't use coffee or tea. It's a safek brachos. So I was once asked the shayla. Rav Moshe is a tshuva. He doesn't like soda. But coffee and tea, maybe. Afa matir l'kadish ulaha. But he's not into that either, because he thinks that, he's okay. He says it's for Afsh, Hamatir and Lakash Lavdi Altei, Matok, Nira Shebetei Derecha Olam, Shemachadim Shosin, Ze Afsh, Ein Shrichim Kla Lishtos, Elam Ipnea Kava, Velachain, Machshivin Ze Lamashka, Afsh Lachore He Mayim Mamish. Right, like Ravadia said. So what's the tzad? Because you're Machabid people with it. So I was once asked the following shaila. I think they say the Briska Rav. This is quoted in the Tshuvas Hanagos Chelak Dalet Simen Ayin Zayin. V'yesh Omim Shmua B'Shem Hagoyin Mibrisk Shetzach Davka Mashka Meshaker. So then they don't like it. So he says V'Einu Nachon Shoyisa B'Gemara Sochet Adam Eshkol Shal Anavam Mekad Shalav. If you need intoxicating, then you shouldn't be able to use grape juice. So he thinks that's wrong. So I was once asked the shayla from a woman. So usually, like Rav Avadia says, you could just be yotzei havdalah from other people. But she asked me, she said, what do I do for abakosos? Right? Then you're really stuck. Can't be yotzei that with somebody else. So she can't, she's allergic to grape juice. The Gemara talks about it, one of them, Uraim, who used to drink wine, and he would get sick till shvuas. So she told me, I'd get sick past shvuas if I drank grape juice. Okay? So she's allergic to wine and grape juice. So what is she supposed to do? So this is, first of all, beer isn't kosher for Pesach anyway. And anyway, I think she's vada good if she's vada allergic to beer. So what's the best choice? So if you look at the poskim, they say really two out. So here you're stuck, right? So Chamer Medina, if you can't have wine for the Seder, for the Arbakosos, you should have Chamer Medina. There's a famous Briska Rav about that. That he holds that there's two dinim at the Seder of Dalet Kosas. You're Makayim one of the dinim, not both of the dinim. Fine, ayin sham. But all right, that's the next bet. Like, it's better than nothing, right? So, but what do you do, right? Well, so some poskim say juice is better. Some poskim say tea or coffee is better. It's hard to pick. So she got very excited about tea. She said, "Oh, tea! I love tea." So I'm going to have a different tea at all four kosos. So that I said, but there's a trick with tea, which is Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that you have to drink it when it's hot. It's no longer Hamadina once it's warm, because then it's not a chashuv drink anymore. So can you drink Rov Kos when it's still hot? So she says, oh, no worries. I love hot tea. I get a drink. It's no problem. I could drink a Rov. I could drink the whole Revius, even when it's piping hot. So, okay. Fine.
It's four up before, and then it sits there.
I don't know. I should let her figure that out. She told me she could drink it very, very hot. Fine. Okay. During all the Divrei Torah, I guess it cools down a little. They all say sweet tea. Okay. Sif Gimel. Here we have the halachas of Kos Pagum. So what's the idea of Kos Pagum? This also comes up at Kiddush, Arba Kosos. As these halachos, even though they're brought here in the Shulchan Aruch by Koshel Bracha, by Birkas HaMazon, really, they come up much more l'maisa in other contexts, like Kiddush, where we need Yayin Medina. So the idea of Koshel Bracha is that if you have a cup, right, and you drink from it, now the Kos is Pagum. And you shouldn't use it anymore for Koshel Bracha. Why? Well, it's because now it's leftovers. It's not so nice. It's not so nice. It's less mechubadik. Maybe it's a little disgusting. You have some spit in it. It's not Koshel Bracha. It should be mechubadik. And once you already drank from a cup, so then it's not. The levush is medamet to a mum by a karban. Now, even though it's kosher to eat, right? Mum doesn't make something non-kosher, but for karban, it's not right. Parashas HaShavua. Hakim Na'al Fichasecha. So too, when we're going to make a kosher bracha, we do a mitzvah on the kos, then it shouldn't be pagum. It needs a higher darga of being more mechubed. So you make a bracha on the kos pagum, right? You could make a bright pirig often and drink it, but not for kosher bracha. Now, even if you're mid, right? Okay. That's what Rashbam says. Even if you're medame to mum, you still make a bracha on it. Tosis doesn't like the riot. Rashbam says, though, it's not ma'akev. In other words, let's say I don't have any other thing cup except a kosher bracha. It's not ma'akev. The Tosis disagrees with that riot, the Rashbam, but at the end of the day, he agrees, ladina, that we're going to hold like the Rashbam. So it's not ma'akev. So if you had no other choice, you could use a kos pagum. But typically, you will have a choice because, as we'll see shortly, there's ways to be misake in your kos pagum. Fine. Now, according to Rov Rishonim, it's only pagum if you actually drank from it. And they learn that from the Gemara that says, kshasabo biyad, which means you like spill a little bit onto your hand and then you drink from your hand, the kos isn't pagum. Right? That's the minhag when you're misader kiddushin. So, or you make the first bracha by the Shavuot brachos under the chuppah. So you spill, so you give the chazan kala to drink, but you take a sip from your hands. It's not pagum if you drink. Now, the Rashba didn't like that. The Rashba thought that idea of drinking with your hand is true only according to Beis Shammai, but not according to Beis Hillel. But Rov Rishonim don't run like the Rashba. The Shulchan Aruch, Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba as well. Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like the Rashba, doesn't even bring down the Rashba. Right, so what does that mean practically? That means that if I make kiddush, let's say, on this cup of wine, and I pour from this cup of wine to another cup, and I drink that second cup, then this cup is still not pagum. In other words, if we want to say it a little differently, they seem to be arguing about what's the pigima. Is the pigima what makes it pagum? Is it because like there's spit in it? You know, I drink from this cup, so as long as I don't drink from the cup, so it's not gross. It's not shiari kosos. Shiari kosos means that this is leftovers, right? Leftovers are tzom chobedek. If I drank from this cup, so if I didn't drink from this cup, it's not pagum. That's the way we paskin. And the Rashba held no. Once you've used it, so then it's not you're using it again. Maybe the Rashba thinks it's like chavilos. It's not right once this cup. Once this wine is spent on a mitzvah, to then, or for bracha even, to do it again. Fine. So we don't pass like the Rashba. Now, turning to Sif Dalet, Rishonim argue if whether all the people have to drink from a koshel eno pagum or just the mevarich. Right? So let's say for Kiddush. Again, this would also be true for Birkas HaMazon, but let's say for Kiddush. So mitzvah menamocha, as we know, everybody should drink from the wine, the Kiddush wine. Does everybody have to drink from a kosher in a pogum, or is it just enough for the Bimei Mevarech to drink? What's the machlokas? Chora, is it a din in the bracha? In which case, it's enough that the Mevarech has a kosher in a pogum, or it's a din in the mitzvah, din in the shtia. In which case, everybody who's being yotzei this mitzvah drinking from the kosher bracha should have a kosher in a pogum. The Mechaber, Paskin like the Machmirim, he quotes the Yesh Omer and the Mekilim as Yesh Omer, but it sounds like Mikra Din or Machmir, and therefore we should be Machmir, therefore we should be Machmir, that everybody has Koshen Apagam. So how do you do that? So how do you give out your wine for Kiddush? So let's say one common way to do it is, you know, I make Kiddush, I take a sip, I pass it to the person on my left, my right, right first, right, and then they drink, we pass the cup around, everybody has a sip. So l'chora, that's a problem, because now everybody's drinking from a kos pagum. So the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chavdal says, no, that's okay. Why? Because that's kula kechad chashivi. In other words, this is like an extended drinking. What do I mean to say? Just like l'mashal, if I drink my kos in two sips, right? I drink half a moly lugbav, I put the cup down for a second, I drink the other half. So we're going to say, oh, no, kos pagum, right? Because you drank from this cup. No, of course, it's one drinking. So just like it's one drinking when I drink it in two sips, maybe it's one drinking when I pass this cup around. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So that's okay to do it. Now, what about, not everybody agrees to that Mishnah Berurah, but I think we follow that Mishnah Berurah. Now, what about if I pour it into little cups? As I drink, I make Kiddush, I drink. Then I pour it into five little cups and I pass those around. Are those kos pagum? Do we say, yeah, in this case, it's kos pagum because This is not kula kachad. The only reason why you could say kula kachad chashivi is when everybody drinks from the very same cup. But if I pour it into little cups, so then it's not kachad chashivi, and then it turns out they're drinking from a kosher in a pogum. Hey, it's not the end of the world, but it's really not the right way to do it. So I saw that Pnine Halacha Paskins that way. He says that's asur. Now, asur, I don't know, but it's not that, it's inappropriate, right? You shouldn't do it. So what should you do? You should first pour your wine into a different cup and then drink from one of the cups. And then from the other cup that isn't pagum, pour it to the little cups. Okay, that's a fine solution. One reason why sometimes you might not want to do that is because you want to keep things moving. People start talking quickly. So Aaron's going to say, why don't you make an announcement? Nobody should talk until, right? But sometimes it doesn't work that way. So you want to drink very quickly before everybody starts talking, and therefore, but okay. So you could, if you're choshish for this opinion and you're worried that it takes too long, you could have everybody fill up their cups beforehand and then drink from that. That's what I do nowadays. I didn't used to do that, but I have all the kids have their own cups and they hold their cups during Kiddush, because otherwise to pass around all the wine takes too long, or even for, you know, whenever you have a lot of guests. But okay, let's say you want to do it the other way. So I saw that Dear Shu, note 17, quotes from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and others, they're lenient. They say, no, we're even going to extend the svara of the Mishnah Berurah that kula kachad chashivi, even if you drink it and pour it into the little cups. Okay, maybe they'll be grossed out if you have guests, so you should do it that way, right? The halacha is you're not allowed to gross out people by giving them a cup of wine that you already drank from. But in terms of pogum, I think you could be meikel, like Shlomo Zalman, that it's not considered pogum. Even in that case, we'll consider it a kula kechad chashivi. In Sif Hei, we have the Eitz of Marami Rundberg, how to be misak in a cup if it's pogum. So he says, pour it back into the bottle. That's going to work because kama kama batil. This is assuming that there's rov. Whether actually you need rov or not, how far you take kama kama batil is interesting. Shaila, but we paskin that if there's more wine in the cup than in the bottle, we would say chos v'ner at 50%, like the Golden Gold says by Yerodeh, as you know. But, so that's an Eitzah. The Mishnah Berurah and Margan Avraham say that, yeah, that works, but l'chatchila you shouldn't do it. Why not? L'chora, because ein nevat l'nesner l'chatchila, that's what Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says. What's the idea? So that's a chiddush. Because this isn't really Yasser. There's a famous discussion in the poskim. When we say ein nevat l'nesner l'chatchila, maybe that means only something that's asr. This is an asr, so maybe we shouldn't apply the principle of ein nevat l'nesner l'chatchila. Other poskim say no. Anytime you rely on Torah's bittul, so then it's not right to do l'chatchila. That's bechlal in mevat l'nisar chatchila. Good. Turning to Sif Bav, there's another tikkun. The Torah quotes is from the Gainim, it's from the Yerushalmi, that says a different etzah. You add a little bit of grape juice or wine to the cup. Happens to be, our minhag is to do both. Why? Because not everybody agrees to this etzah of the Yerushalmi. Maybe the Rami Rottenberg disagrees. So we want to be yotzei choladeo. So first we pour a little bit of wine from the bottle into the cup, and then we pour the cup back into the bottle, and then we're yotzei boshitos. Now, but I want to talk about this for a moment, if we have time, which is, what is the idea of this etzah? Like, how does it help to pour a little bit of more wine in? Or the Torah says even a little bit of water. How does pouring in a little bit of wine, a little bit of water help? Says the Magen Avraham Sifkat and Yud, Dirkar apagam yishim shesasun imenu ba'at, k'shechozer mosif alav misakim b'kach, dum yud b'kimas ha-mizbeach, k'shechozer besosmo miskan. Just like a mizbeach, that's niskan, that's chaser, you could add, fix. So the Chassam Sofer over here says, what is he talking about? Tachian, the ha pegimas ha-mizbeach mitam chisaron hu. So if you add some more, you fix the chisaron, it's mali ha-chisaron, there's no problem. Here it has nothing to do with the chisaron, right? A kos, you could pour it, a kos could be half full, and it's not pagam, right? Shari afilu kos male, al kol gedosav, im nismali mikli shatam hemenu, it's possible. So why does he think it's... So I thought, fancy vart, maybe this Yerushalmi held. I don't know, maybe this, you could tell me this is a little far-fetched. The pshat is that what makes a pagam, that there's a little bit of spit in it. Right, that's what makes it disgusting. You add a little bit of water, or even a little bit of wine. I mean, the opposite. So that's mevatel, the little bit of spit. Right, there's not much spit, so you don't need a lot of wine. Just add us some wine. It's mevatel the spit. Now you'll tell me, but ein mevatel l'sel chatchila. Yeah, but maybe that's different because this is just the mitzias spittle. It's not tyrus spittle that we need. It's mitzias to dilute it, and then maybe this could even be mevatel chatchila. Now, I'll tell you one last thing. So at the Seder, right, a lot of people, this happens to them. They don't drink the whole cup, right? They drink 2/3 of their cup, and now they add second cup, they add. So is that a problem? Is that kos pagam, right? So I thought that maybe you could argue this works l'kulei alma. Why? You don't have to do the etzah of pouring it back into the bottle. Because here the Marami Rottenberg will agree because there's rov. And certainly the Yerushalmi will agree because you added some wine. So that's much of the kulei alma. I'll say my cheshbon. Ah, here too. It's min amino en amino. Okay, Einstein, that's getting a little too fancy. Anyway, there's more to say about this, but for now, that'll be it for the simon. And Bezuz Hashem, next time, we will do Kuf Pei Gimel and Kuf Pei Dalet. We'll do both. We're not going to spend so much time on a kosher bracha because we did it already recently at the end of the seventh parak. Okay, have a good day.
Thank you for this year.
Thank you.